Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Get it. The Bird Show.
Abby's loaded with a statistic this morning that is either going to give you a lot of peace or a lot of anxiety. Coming up in just a couple of seconds. All right, Mo, explain to me what is going on with Ocho Cinco and his now ex that is like telling all the women on social media, he's all yours now, ladies.
This is a very interesting breakup, and people are trying to dissect it to see what's really going on here. So Chad Ocho Cinco is mostly known for being a former NFL football player. And his
Cincinnati Bengals, baby.
Yes, ma'am. That was one of the teams he played for. And Sherelle Rosado is, well, his former fiance, who is mostly known for Selling Tampa, I believe is the name of the show on Netflix. And so they've been together, I believe, for 3 years. They got engaged early last year, and they have a two-year-old that they share together. And when they announced the relationship, it was very, very loving. It was like they were super into each other. Everybody was calling them couples goals and everything seemed to be fine. And it's odd because just the other day, Sherelle on Twitter literally wrote, "Chad and I are no longer together. Please stop tagging us. He is a free man, ladies." In which Chad retweeted with a gif of a guy walking sadly with his head down. And then that obviously got a lot of engagement. So that's how they announced their breakup, which caused people to have questions. One, because Chad is on a show called Nightcap with Shannon Sharp, and they are kind of known for doing things to just get engagement. One of the more popular ones was when Shannon had the live on IG where it appeared he was having relations and he didn't know his phone was on. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people are saying, all right, that was for some engagement. That was to get things going. So now people are wondering if it's the same thing with Chad, because literally, I mean, obviously breakups can happen quickly, right? But like October 16th, just recently, she posted something supporting Chad for being on Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity with Travis Kelce. And then I think a couple days before that, he posted her in the gym. So it's like everything seemed completely fine. And then out of nowhere, there was no talks of them having problems or issues or anything. She pretty much just went to Twitter to tell everybody, y'all can have them. I'm good.
Damn, this is the most 2024 thing I've ever heard. Go ahead and just announce it on Twitter.
And he confirms it with a retweet.
Right. Yeah, just a gift. That was it. That was literally a year and some change engagement now, and it seems like that's how they're ending it.
So I do wonder if there's a mutual agreement when you've got a dude that's popularity is based on a podcast now, right? And you have a woman whose popularity is based on a reality TV show. Their jobs really are to get publicity. I wonder, in cases like this, maybe we can ask that Hollywood agent that comes on with us next month. Like, I wonder if they just made an agreement. Like, this is how we're going to handle it publicly. We're going to cause some controversy. So you get engagement, I get engagement, and we'll walk away from this thing.
But wouldn't you want the eyes on your project? Like, wouldn't he do this announcement on his podcast so you get more listens? Like, wouldn't she do this on her reality show to get more eyes on the show?
I think that's the collateral benefit.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
Like,
I will say her post does reek of somebody who has just found out that their partner has been cheating on them. Like, the whole free man comment tells me she is not only done with it, but she's okay with it because of whatever has happened in the breakup.
So there were a lot of women saying that they, like, from woman to woman, that's what they felt too. With the way that their comment was, it was either probably infidelity or he just was taking too long to actually marry her.
A professional athlete cheated on somebody? Shut up! No, he did not.
But we're making the same judgments we just ripped on a couple of minutes ago.
That's true. We don't know.
We don't really know. We're just making these judgments.
I think that's a safe bet. But that's all right.
Something tells me in about a week or two, we'll get some answers.
Yeah, now specifically that professional football player, I might agree on. All right, Abby, the statistic that's either going to give you some peace or give you a lot of anxiety for women.
Yeah, well, this might be giving Ocho Cinco's ex-girlfriend, some peace now after hearing this, because maybe she's just ready to say done. She's done with all men. She doesn't need them in her life, because this is either going to give you some peace about dying alone or it's going to give you tons of anxiety. It gave me a lot of anxiety when I heard it. I was interviewing this woman for my podcast, The Breakup Breakdown, on Burt's Podcast Network, Pioneer, and she said something that really just struck a chord with me in the worst way. So she was telling me her story about how she dumped her ex-husband now because he ended up on the no-fly list, but we ended up in a conversation about how maybe dying alone as as a woman really isn't so bad.
I made what I thought was the best decision for myself, and that if we were truly meant to be together, that we would be, that this would be his wake-up call. When you cut off access, that okay, gives that, the
that's,
other person...
That's not the right clip. Anyway, she basically said that 80% of women are going to die unpartnered. And for me, I was like, well, that doesn't really make me feel better about my statistics of finding somebody to hopefully spend the rest of my life with, because what am I doing all this work for if I'm going to die alone anyway? But she said that it gave her so much comfort, because what it told her is that if 80% of women are going to die unpartnered, women are outliving their male counterparts.
There you go.
It's because women are equipped to be alone. So why am I so stressed about finding someone to spend my life with if biologically I am going to be okay on my own?
Women are equipped to be alone biologically.
But that's her point. That's how she saw it. She was like, if statistically women are going to spend at some point their part of their lives alone after their male counterparts die, assuming this is a heterosexual relationship, you know, years 80 to 85 or years 80 to 100, if I'm going to be alone after my partner has passed, that tells me that Mother Nature has designed it for me to be by myself at some point. So why am I freaking out about being alone at some point in my life when biologically I'm equipped to handle it?
This seems like really flawed logic to me.
Yeah, that's what I said. Uh-huh. I was like, this feels like a coping strategy, but love is for you.
This is like when people say, oh, it's raining on your wedding day. That's good luck. Nah, bish, it's raining on my wedding day.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.